感谢神的恩典，这一次能够来到温哥华今天安息圣日，与各位弟兄姊妹来守安息日，来敬拜神。
We thank the grace of God that I myself and my family can be here in Vancouver Church with brother and sister together here to worship the Lord in the Sabbath day.
本来在两年前献堂礼的时候，我就想要来。
My original plan is to come here in 2 years ago in your dedication.
刚好那个时候我到东部，这个纽约的女儿家那边去。
But at that time, it so happened, is the wedding of my daughter in New Jersey.
所以终于没有办法来参加这个盛典。
Therefore, I have to cancel the trip 2 years ago.
两年来我一直想要找一个机会来。
And this thing kicking in my heart for about 2 years to come to Vancouver.
刚好今年我的女儿那么计划要来访问。我们加拿大的温哥华教会。
And my daughter plans to come to Vancouver and visit the place.
她问我要不要参加，
she,
我当然很高兴。
She asked me whether I want to join with her. Of course, I agree.
我们夫妇21号我从洛杉矶来到西雅图跟我们女儿一家人会合。
Myself and my wife flew from L.A. to Seattle at the 21st, meet with my daughter.
那么昨天晚上才到达这里。
And we arrived last night.
刚好这边在举开青年灵修营。
It's a coincidence here, hold the National Youth Camp and Workshop.
所以不但能够见到温哥华的弟兄姊妹。
Not only to see you Vancouver church members.
也可以见到我从其他地方来的弟兄姊妹。
But also see other brother and sister from other local churches.
这个感觉神所赐的恩典很大。
And what I feel, this is the blessing from the Lord.
今天想要与各位来查考的就是我们信徒应当凡事谢恩这个题目。
For today's topic, I would like to use "We thank the Lord in all circumstances for mutual exaltation."
请看《帖撒罗尼迦》前书第五章。
Please turn to First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
从16节看起。
Start from verse 16.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16。
保罗在这里告诉我们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。这里记载神对我们信徒所定的这个三件旨意。
And here Paul tells us this is the God's will for you in the Christ Jesus.
第一件就是叫我们要常常喜乐。
First of all, be joyful always.
第二件就是说不住的祷告。
Second, pray continually.
第三件就是凡事谢恩。
Third is give thanks in all circumstances.
我想能够凡事谢恩的人就能够常常喜乐。
I believe those who can give thanks in all circumstances, those who will be joyful always.
假如我不能够感谢神恩典的人，我想他就不会尝到常常喜乐的滋味。
If the person will not give the thanks to the Lord, then the person will not be joyful always.
所以我们应当过着凡事谢恩的生活。
Therefore, we have to give thanks in all circumstances, then we can have a joyful life.
这个神是这些是神向我们所定的旨意，而也是神赐给我们的恩典。
This is the God's will, and also is the blessing of the Lord.
那么这里啊，有一个实际说不住的祷告啊，啊，好像跟这个谢恩喜乐没有关系的样子啊，其实不然。
And the second part, pray continually, it seems no relationship with the joyful or give the thanks.
那么，能够谢恩常常喜乐的人呢、啊，我想一定是过着不住的祷告生活的信徒。
And a person who will give thanks and have the joyful life, this person must have a prayer life.
因为能够哦，这个不住祷告的人呐、啊，他明白神的旨意。
As only the person can pray continually would know the God's will.
所以即使啊，遇到什么患难，
even though,
也会感谢。
Even though we encounter difficulties, but still present the thanks to the Lord.
因为他知道这个也是出于神。免疫的关系
Because the person will know the suffering is coming from the God's will.
所以常常祷告，这个是不住的祷告，这个是很重要的一件灵修生活。
Therefore, pray continually is a very important spiritual life.
而且是我们能够过着谢恩喜乐的这个条件。
And this is one of the conditions to remain. You can give thanks in all circumstances and to have a joyful life.
在腓立比书虽然是保罗在罗马的监牢里面所写的书信。
In Book of Philippians, although Paul wrote this letter in the jail in Roman,
但是我们读这个腓立比书的时候啊，每章里面都可以发现喜乐的这个话。
But when we study the book of Philippians, we can feel the joyful words appear every time.
在监牢里面的人呢，是痛苦的。
A person who was constrained in the jail should be suffered.
在痛苦的环境之下，保罗能够喜乐。
In such a suffer circumstance, but he still feel the joyful life.
那么这个因为他还是感觉神的恩典。
Because he feel the blessing of God on him.
而能够感谢神的恩典而喜乐的原动力呢，可能他在监牢里面也是不住的祷告。
But the motivation can let him still feel the blessing on him because he pray continually.
而且能够明白神的旨意的缘故。
And also understand the purpose of God's arrangement.
所以假如我们能够盼望能够过着常常喜乐的生活啊，我们需要借着祷告多明白神的美好旨意。
If we wish to have a joyful life, then we have to have to pray continually in order to understand God's will.
假如我们缺少祷告的功夫的话呢，那么我们遇到患难的话就不会感谢，不会喜乐。
If we are lacking of prayer, then when we encounter the difficulties, we will not give the thanks to the Lord, we will not have the joyful life.
因为我们不明白我们所遇到的这个患难也是出于神的美意的缘故。
Because we won't know the sufferer is coming from God's will.
所以凡是盼望我们能过着感谢喜乐的生活，需要多祷告。
Therefore, in order to have a joyful life, in order to give the thanks in all circumstances, we need to pray.
除了这个以外呢，兄弟对这个问题有几点这个感受。
Besides all these commands, I have my own feeling.
就是我们怎样才能够凡事谢恩？
How can we give thanks in all circumstances?
我们能够得到神的恩典祝福的话，我们会感谢，这个没有问题。
Of course, we will present the thanks to the Lord once we receive His blessing.
比方各位当想要移民到加拿大来的时候，可能花了许多的功夫或者祷告，很盼望这件事情神能够成全。
And I believe our fellow members, before you migrate to Canada, you present the immigration matter in front of all and ask for him to guide us smoothly.
那当你啊移民的申请通过了啊，这个一定会感谢而喜乐。
When you pass the immigration office successfully, you of course you will give thanks.
啊，或者这个学生能够考上好的学校，这个一定会感谢啊，会喜乐。
Of course, if a student get a good mark in the school or get a good school, and he will present the thanks to the Lord.
但是凡事谢恩呢、啊，不是说得到神的什么祝福恩典才谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances does not mean only give thanks when you receive the blessing.
无论什么事情都要谢恩。
Means all circumstances you have to give thanks.
甚至遇到患难困苦还要谢恩。
All circumstances cover even you encounter the suffering.
这个就难了。
This is more difficult.
但是神既然给我们这个旨意啊，我们应当努力。
Since this is one of the God's will, then we have to strive forward to pursue on it.
努力追求到即使我遇到患难啊，我还能够谢恩，我还能够喜乐。
We have to pursue on the standard. Even we encounter the suffering, we still give the thanks to the Lord.
那么，接着上午的聚会啊，我就是把我所领受的，那么贡献给各位做参考。
Through this morning section, I would like to give all my experience for you to share.
头一个，我们能够凡事谢恩呢、啊，我们一定要向好的方面来想。
First of all, when we encounter things, we have to think the good side.
我们有许多从神来的这些恩典，这个好处啊，我们往往忘记，而且以为这个是正常的。
Sometimes we receive the benefit, the blessing from the Lord, we always keep forgetting, we thought this is something natural.
比如说今天我们很健康，很平安。这个好像是正常。
For example, we may take it for granted for our health, a good health.
很多人可能不晓得感谢。
Some of the people may not present the thanks because you have a good health.
今天我醒来很平安，很健康，不晓得感谢。
And today, this morning, I can wake up in a very healthy condition. We may not think this is a blessing from the Lord.
其实这个就应当要感谢。
But all these things, we should thanks the Lord.
因为不知道有多少人呢、啊？那么昨天晚上睡下去，今天起不来的。
We don't know the numbers of people they lie down yesterday but cannot wake up this morning.
或者今天起来感觉有什么毛病的。
Or when they wake up this morning, they feel something wrong on their body.
所以我们始终要向好的方面来想。
Therefore, in all circumstances, we have to think about the good side.
普通人总是比上不足啊，比下有余的这种人比较多。
We always in the condition we cannot compare someone above us, but we do can compare someone below us.
假如我们常常啊跟比我们好的来比较的话，或者我们会有怨言。
If we always compare someone is better than us, we may make a complaint.
或者会嫉妒而痛苦。
Or jealous, or put you in the suffering's condition.
所以，我们与其啊，跟比我们还好的这个作为对比啊，不如我们看不如我们的人，我们就会感谢了。
Therefore, we do not want to compare someone is better than us, and we should compare someone is less than us. Then we may give thanks to the Lord.
比我们更不好的人，那么我们就会感谢。
When we see someone even worse than us, worse condition than us, then we give the thanks to the Lord.
假如我们就比他的房子比我漂亮，比我好，他的车子比我好，那这样子我们就苦。
If we only compare someone's house is better than mine, someone's car is better than mine, then we may suffer and jealous.
今天我们可以这个移民到加拿大来。那么也有房子住，也有什么？那这已经这个比很多人好得多了。
But on the other hand, if you can think this way, today I move Canada, I have the car to drive, I have the house to live, I'm better than someone else.
那这样子我们就会感谢了。
then we may give the thanks to the Lord.
因为比我们更不好的或者更糟的情况的人多得很。
Because if we can compare someone less conditioned than us, there are so many people like them.
当我们看到这么多的不如我们的人，我们就自然会感谢。
Okay, when we see so many people cannot compare to us, we give the thanks to the Lord.
所以我想这个就是我们能够凡事谢恩的一个办法。
I think this is one of the ways to give thanks in all circumstances.
从台湾来的或者很多人知道在中部沦为教会有一位叫做感谢主的姊妹。
I believe many of the brothers and sisters from Taiwan, you all know this member by the name of Thanks the Lord.
为什么大家叫她做感谢主的姊妹呢？
Why everyone call this sister Thanks the Lord?
因为她凡事谢恩呐。
Because she thanks the Lord all the time.
凡事感谢呀。
Because she thanks the Lord all her circumstances.
无论好的坏的她都感谢呀。
Even good or bad, she give the thanks to the Lord.
有一次谢顺道长老到不小心这个把手指头切伤了。
One time, Elder Xie Sun Dao cut his finger.
所以抱着纱布。
Therefore, put up the bandage.
安息日到这个伦理教去领会的时候，那么还没好，纱布还是绑着。
One day, Elder Xie went to the church to deliver the sermon, still with the bandage on his finger.
那么这位感谢主的姊妹看到谢长老绑着这个纱布说这怎么回事？
And this sister named Thank the Lord saw this circumstance and asked Elder Xie.
谢长说不小心切伤了。
And Elder Xie says, I cut it instantly.
这位姊妹马上说感谢。
And this sister said, Thank the Lord.
使谢长老感觉莫名其妙。
And Elder Xie feel very wondering.
我切伤了，你怎么说感谢主？
And how can you say Thank the Lord if I cut myself?
谢长老当时还是传道，谢传道做传道人还不知道感谢这位感谢主的姊妹说感谢主。
Elder Xie was the preacher at that time, but he will not thank the Lord because he cut himself. But this sister called, thank the Lord, say thank the Lord.
谢长老倒怪他说我切伤您怎么说感谢主啊
？And Elder Xie even blamed her. How can you say thank the Lord?
他说不是感谢主吗？只有切伤吗？没有切断吗
？And this is thank the Lord because you only cut yourself, not cut off your finger.
假如切断了，不是更糟吗
？If you cut off your finger, it's even worse.
我们要这样想。
We have to think about this way.
往好的方面想。
We think about the good side.
好在我只有切伤，没有切断。
And thank the Lord, I only cut myself, not cut off my finger.
这样就感谢吧。
And this is the way to present the thanks.
这样想才会感谢。
And if we think this way, we may give the thanks in all circumstances.
不然的话，就只有抱怨人，为什么这么倒霉，我就切伤。
Otherwise, we may complain. How can I cut? How God made me to cut myself?
所以我想，这个是我们能够凡事谢恩的一种办法。
And this is one of the ways can give thanks in all circumstances.
从前呢，有一对夫妇养了两个女儿。
And before there's a couple had two daughters.
这个女儿两个女儿长大之后这个老大的呢嫁给一个修理屋顶的这个丈夫去。
And the elder daughter married to a roof fixer.
那么小的这个女儿呢嫁到一个在台湾这个修理皮鞋啦，兼修理雨伞的那种丈夫去。
And a younger daughter married to a person who can fix the umbrella and fix the shoes.
那么这位老太太那么就是在天气好的时候呢，她就想到我那个小女儿小女婿今天没有下雨大概没有人拿雨伞来补了。
And the mother of two daughters, every time when the sun comes up, she would start to worry, my younger daughter has no business to do because there's no one to bring the umbrella to fix.
所以可能这个小女婿今天的收入不多了。
Therefore, my little son-in-law may not have the income today.
往这个坏的方面想而烦恼。
Therefore, she start to think on the bad side, she start to worry.
那么当下雨天的时候呢他倒想到这个大女婿的事情去。
And when the rainy day comes, he think about his elder son-in-law.
今天下雨，我这个大女婿不能去修理屋顶，他没有收入了。
And today is a raining day, therefore my elder son-in-law cannot fix the roof under the rain. Therefore, he lost the income.
所以为了这个大女婿、大女儿烦恼。
Therefore, she start to worry about the elder daughter and the elder son-in-law.
那这样无论晴天也烦恼，雨天也是烦恼。
Therefore, she would worry even the sunny day or the raining day.
那怎么快乐呢？怎么谢恩呢
？And how can she be happy? How can she present thanks to the Lord?
为什么他们不把它倒过来想
？And she should see the other side of the circumstances.
当晴天的时候，想到大女婿今天啊可以有工作了，有收入了，而高兴。
When the sun comes up, and she should think about the elder son-in-law has the time to fix the roof.
下雨天的时候，不要想大女婿，想这个小女婿有人拿雨伞来补了，有收入了， and、这就高兴了嘛。
On the rainy day, she should think about the small son-in-law, which is the rainy day, someone will bring the umbrella to fix.
但是人总是以为是好的是应当的，不好的才是不应该的。所以只想这个坏的方面，所以始终烦恼，不能得到喜乐。
Because human always take the good side, not the bad side.
所以就是说，神的国在你们心里。
Therefore, Jesus say, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
你心里怎么想？可以成为天国神的国，也可成为地狱。
Because your heart may contents of kingdom of God or contents of the hell.
你能够想这个好的方面，你就是天国了。你想坏的方面，就地狱。
Because if your mind set in the good side, then your heart just like the kingdom of God. If your mind set on the bad side, then your heart just like hell.
有一位做医生的弟兄曾经这么想。
There's a doctor who's our brothers.
他说：“你不会感谢吗？你们不能过着感谢喜乐的生活吗
？”And someone says, "Can you have a very joyful life?"
那么你就到医院去看看。
And if you don't have joyful life, then you go to visit a hospital.
你到医院去看那些病人起不来。
When you go to see all the patients cannot get up out of the bed.
在那里痛苦哀叫。
And they are moaning and suffering on the bed.
那你就会感谢，就会喜乐了。
Then you will be joyful and give the thanks.
我还这么健康，还可以到这里来看他们，来安慰他们。我不是跟他好得多吗
？Because you will think I'm way better than someone lying on the bed suffering, and I'm still healthy. Therefore.I should give the thanks.
所以要想到看到比我们不好的人太多的时候，我们就会感谢，就会喜乐。
Therefore, we should always think and see those who cannot compare with us. Then we will give the thanks in all circumstances.
这个是我们能够得到凡事谢恩的一个办法。
And this is one of the way to receive how to give the thanks.
去年的年初啊，我家呀、被小偷光顾了。
At the beginning of last year, my house was broken by the theft.
因为我们夫妇到我的儿子的家呀去住了几天。
Because myself and my wife went to my son's place to stay for a couple of days.
回来的时候啊，本来我前面的这个这个门呐、以前的人就装了三个锁。
And when I returned to my house, because my front door used to have three locks.
我就拿出钥匙要打开这个锁的时候，这个怎么松的、再打第二个也是松的，第三个也是松的，就感觉奇怪。打开门一进，乱七八糟。
And when I tried to open the three locks on my door, but those locks are loosened, and when I open the door, I see the mess in my house.
已经被小偷来弄得乱七八糟了。
Then I right away I know it's been broken.
我马上下到这个 garage 车库啊，想要去开门，这个门打不开了。
When I right away went to the garage, tried to open the door, but that door cannot be opened.
想要赶快下去，因为我儿子开车是让他们进来的时候打不开，所以我马上就告诉他。被小偷在偷东西啊
Therefore, right away, I told my son, the house been broken.
我的儿子啊啊媳妇啊啊慌慌忙忙进来啊，真的啊楼下楼上都弄得被翻得乱七八糟。
And my son and my daughter-in-law rush in. They saw the whole house being messed up.
我的太太马上啊上到这个楼上看卧房的一些东西。
My wife right away went to the master bedroom to see anything lost in his storage, in her storage.
一样的弄得乱七八糟。
And everything is messed up.
首先啊，他想到的可能就是那一颗很有价值的戒指。
And first of all, she thought is the very precious ring.
啊，找不到。
And she cannot find it.
就慌张了。
Then she start to worry.
那我的书房，我的书小偷不要。
And the theft did not want my books on the den.
那是我的财产，这个小偷不要。
Because that's all my possession, but the theft did not want any book of all.
但是我的那个 video camera。那个录影机什么被偷了
？But my cam video lost.
找来找去丢的东西也不少。
And we start to check it up. We lost quite a few good items.
但是我还是感谢。
But I still thanks.
因为我认为我的财产就是那些书。
I still give the thanks to the Lord because all my possession are those books.
有些书今天是买不到。
Because some of the books cannot even purchase today.
好在啊，这个小偷不要这个东西。
But thank God, the theft did not need any book at all.
我的录影机啊，我的什么 video camera 什么，我还可以买啊。
All my camcorder or video camera I can purchase later on.
我感谢神，借着这个机会，我能够买得更好的。
And I thank the God because he used this chance I can replace an update new one.
本来那个我想要那个要照啊，这样看的不清楚啊，就想要买，但是有这个啊买啊，可惜。
Because the camera I lost is something very old-fashioned, but when I think about purchase new one, but I feel still quite waste money.
好在小偷包出去，我可以买的。更好的我喜欢的这么大的镜子可以看的。
But thank the Lord, since the theft stolen, and I can purchase a brand new one.
不然的话，老早就想要买啊，大概太太也会骂了。你有这个干嘛还要再买
？Otherwise, I own the old one. If I want to buy the brand new one, my wife may say something.
后来啊，我太太所贵重的那个戒指啊，从这个床铺下找到了。
But the most precious things she had the ring she found under the bed.
因为晚上进来啊，这个小偷慌忙忙的在抽屉啊，这个倒下来，再滚到床铺下面去。
But because the thief opened the drawer and the ring just so happened rolled under the bed.
但是他不会感谢，还相信那些丢的一些小东西啊。
But she would not thank the Lord because the most important ring did not be stolen. She always think about the item lost.
所以问题想法的问题啊。
Actually, it's the matter of your thinking.
我说你应该感谢啊，神来保存您这个几千块美金的这个戒指呢。应该感谢那些几十块几百块无所谓了。
And you should give the thanks to the Lord because God protect your ring worth thousand US dollar and you lost all those things is a couple hundred dollars.
所以这个就是想法的问题。
This is the matter of thinking.
向好的方面想。
You have to think about the good side in all circumstances.
以为这个是好像应该的是好的应该的，这个丢的这个才不应该的。所以就想这个坏的方面，就是最苦了，好几个月的苦了。
So if you only take the bad side, you will suffer yourself.
我高兴了，我能买到这个好的东西，到日本可以旅行，能到楼高兴了。
But on my side, I feel happy because I buy a brand new camera.
新的问题，你想法的问题。
Actually, it's a matter of thinking.
去年一月啊，这个神户大地震。
And on the last year.
感谢不尽。
I saw the people enter this disaster, therefore I give the thanks to the Lord.
一月 日本正是冷的时候。
On the January, which is the most coldest, is the most coldest time at the is the coldest time in Japan.
不但房子倒了。这个电了什么水了都没有了一些老人家被安置在这个学校的那些避难所去。
And we can see through the TV, the most of the Japanese lost their house and lost the daily supply, and they have to move to the school for temporary accommodation.
因为没有暖气啊，所以冷得不得了，而且或者也没有棉被啊，冻死的、病死的多得很。
Because when you see the report, the temporary accommodation has no power supply on the heating, therefore someone will be freezing to death.
我这个年纪大了，这个很怕冷的。
When I was getting old, I'm afraid of the cold weather.
所以开始移民，我是到纽加州的那个地方，女儿家去。
And first of all, when I migrate to the North America, I moved to New Jersey.
5年多之后，这个以为太冷了，搬到旧金山来。
And after 5 years, I feel it's too cold. Therefore, I moved to Los Angeles, California.
听说不下雪，大概还好。
In San Francisco, I know there's no snow. I think should be better.
想不到那里海流啊，很冷。所以早晚冷得不得了所以住了一年多就搬到洛杉矶来。
Therefore, in the San Francisco, due to the weather, I feel still too cold. Therefore, I moved down to the south to Los Angeles.
感觉洛杉矶很好，跟台湾的气候差不多，或者比台湾还好。
I feel Los Angeles way better on the weather wise, and even better than Taiwan's.
而且也有巴士了，有什么坐了中国的超级市场了，什么餐厅了，什么多得很。
On the public transit and all the daily supply is sufficient enough for me to go to.
我搬到洛杉矶，所谓这个 Montreal Park 小台北住了5年多，感觉很好。
I moved to Montreal Park, which is most of the Chinese gather in that community. I feel better.
不然气候好，这个方便，比台湾我所住的地方台中、台北还方便。
Not even better than the weather-wise on the public transit. All the services in that community, I feel way better than Taiwan's.
所以想到这些，我都是感谢不尽。
When I ponder upon, recall all these things, I give the thanks to the Lord.
所以我们要想到。
Therefore, we have to recall.
神给我们的比人家好的地方。
We have to recall that God provide us is way better than others.
假如我遇到像神父的那些大地震那么冷的地方，可能我被冻死也说不定。
If I am just happen in the earthquake in Japan, I may encounter freezing to death.
或者被病得半死也说不定。
Or I may get the serious sick.
我还有这个温暖的家，还有这个平安的。这个身体，健康的身体，我感谢。
But today I'm sitting here, I have such a healthy, good health and warm house to stay.
那就丢了这个几百块或几千块，算得了什么吗
？Therefore, when I see the loss in my break-in, I feel that's nothing.
我们这样想就会感谢。
When I think about this way, then we may give the thanks to God.
所以我们能够凡事谢恩，总是向。好的方面想。
In order to give thanks in all circumstances, we have to put our thanks, our thought in good side.
不要想坏的方面。
Do not think about the bad side.
那人偏偏呢，不想好的，偏偏想坏的，所以在烦恼，在苦。
But human always think about the bad side, but always take the most suffering.
所以我们要过着凡事谢恩、常常喜乐的生活，要努力往。
Therefore, in order we to have to give the thanks in all circumstances, therefore we have to always think about the good side.
这是一个办法。
This is one of the way.
第二个办法呀，我们要常常想，塞翁失马，焉知非福。
And the second method, we have to think, something we lost is something not belong to us.
这个故事大概大家知道了。有一个边塞所住的一个老翁啊，养了一匹好马。
And this story actually is come from Chinese. One old fellow raised a horse.
有一天，这匹好马不见了，不知道跑到哪去。
One day, this old fellow lost his good horse.
所以隔壁的人呢、啊，亲戚朋友啊，来安慰他。
And the neighbors and relatives tried to recover, tried to comfort him.
哎呀，很可惜啊，这个这么好的马值多少钱呢、啊？怎么会丢掉了
？And tell him this is so pity, and you lost such a good horse. This horse can worth so much money.
其实这样的安慰法不好。
Actually, this is a very bad comforting.
人家已经在伤心了，你还说这个好马丢了，很可惜了，什么？他更感觉可惜。
Because the person already feels sad because he lost his good horse, and you come here tell him it's pity.
所以我们向人安慰啊，不要用这种安慰法。
Therefore, when you try to comfort someone lost an item, you do not use this way.
但是我们大概都是这样安慰法。
However, we are used to do that.
啊，比方生病的时候，你啊，为什么这么不幸啊，害了这个病啊。
When you go to visit a patient, you will say, "It's pity you have such a disease."
他本身感觉不幸，你说为什么这么不幸啊？你这个害了这个病，他就更不幸更难过。
The patient itself may not feel so sad, but after you are comforting, he may feel very sad because it's pity.
好在这位塞翁啊看得开，他说：“哦，这个焉知非福啊？怎么知道这个不是福气啊？我丢了马，你怎么知道这个不是福气啊？”
And the old fellow lost the horse. He can think about this way because this good horse is not belong to him.
来安慰他的那一位是灾祸，但是塞翁本身感觉是福气。
The person come to his house try to comfort him, but he feel this good horse is not some of his item.
既然感觉福气了，他就不苦了，就会感谢了，就会喜乐。
Since he feel this is not his belonging, therefore he feel comfortable and happy.
过了几天呢、啊，这匹好马呀、啊，带一匹更好的马回来了。
And after a few days later, this good horse bring another.Even better horse come back.
真的失马焉知非福啊。
Therefore, when he lost, he think it's gone.
所以隔壁的人呢、啊，亲戚朋友又来为他高兴，来庆贺了。
And then the relatives and neighbors come to his house to celebrate. He obtained another horse.
啊，真是好运呐、啊！怎么又带来一匹好马回来、啊、
？And tell him you are lucky. You bring another good horse back to your house.
塞翁说：“焉知非福。”
But the fellow says.May not a good sign.
这个怎么知道是福气，或者说不定是灾祸也说不定啊。
How can I say the other good horse is a good or bad horse?
这是来庆贺他的人感觉莫名其妙，这个怎么是灾祸呢
？And the relatives and the neighbor feel very confused because his statement.
这个塞翁真是看得开，提得起放得下的人。
And the old fellow is a very easygoing person.
什么福气也不特别高兴，有什么灾祸也没有特别伤心。
He will not feel sad because the loss, he will not feel joyful because the regain.
他的唯一的儿子啊，很高兴啊，有这匹好马回来了啊，他就去骑了。
And his only one son see another horse coming, therefore he ride on a horse.
因为骑了这匹新马呀，不知道他的脾气呀被摔下。
Because he doesn't know the temper of this new horse, therefore he was dropped.
摔下来被脚弄断了。
And he even break the legs.
邻居亲戚朋友又来安慰他了。
And at this time, at the point in time, all the neighbors and relatives come to see them again.
哎呀，怎么不小心啊？怎么这么倒霉啊？不幸啊！这个掉下来把脚弄断了。
And how come you are so careless? You break your legs.
塞翁说：“焉知非福啊！”
Therefore, the old fellow say, "This is not something bad."
你怎么知道我儿子弄断了脚是不是福气呢
？How can you say my son break his leg is not a good sign?
他看到这个福气、啊。
Because when he saw a good sign.
你们多少人能够看到这个福气呢
？How many of you can see this is a good sign?
后来果然福气。
And later on, the good coming up.
为什么呢？因为不久啊，跟邻国啊打仗，这个国家打仗。
And later on, there is a fighting between two countries.
年轻人都被调去当兵了。
Or the young fellow was called to fight with another country.
他的儿子啊，因为脚断了啊，跛脚了，不必当兵。
But his son, because he broke the leg, therefore he has the excuse not going to the fight.
而那些去当兵的青年差不多都战死了。
And all the youth been called to fight the war, they all lost their lives.
他的儿子因为不必当兵， 保存生命。
And his son became, did not go to the war, therefore his life been reserved.
焉知恢复呢?
Therefore, he said, this is a good sign.
按照塞翁所感觉的这个焉知恢复啊。
About this old fellow, he think about this way.
我们都知道圣经里面的约瑟的故事。
We all know the story of Jacob.
约瑟被他的弟兄们卖到埃及，这个一种灾祸。
Because Joseph was betrayed by his brother to Egypt.
但是被副会长波提法收为管理他的家里的一切。
But he,
这个是福气。
But he was bought by Potiphar, which is the officer of Egypt, and to manage all his household. This is a blessing.
但是被祖母引诱不成，陷害他，被下在监牢，又是灾祸。
But he encountered a disaster which was tempted by his master's wife and mistreated into the jail.
但是在监狱里面呢，神赐给他有解闷的这个恩赐，给酒正跟膳长解闷，后来能够被推荐给法老解闷。而不但是把他释放，还让他担任了这个埃及的宰相。
When he was in the jail, God gave him the gift of see the vision of Pharaoh's dream. Therefore he met the cupbearer and the chef.
那么因为当了宰相呢，所以当以色列地饥荒的时候，才能够救他一家人。这个父亲呢、他的这个弟兄呢、到这个埃及来保存一家人的生命。
Later on, he was lifted up, become the minister of the Egypt. Later on, when the famine come, then he can reserve all his family's life.
约瑟的一生真是起起落落坎坷不平啊。
We can see
有祸有福的生活。
We can see Joseph's life is not always smooth, up and down all the time. Either is blessing or disaster. He encountered them all.
我们的一生也是一样。
Just like our today's life,
也是起起落落的。
It's sometime up, sometime going down.
我们的信心也是一样起起落落。
Same as our faith, up and down.
花无百日红啊，人无千日好。
You can see the flower cannot blossom all the time, and man cannot have a smooth life all the time.
感觉好的事情在一辈子当中没有一天天，没有三年的时间。
And when we recall, the good things will not remain for 3 years.
那么这个就是因为我们普通人认为真是福气的。那个没有一千天。
Because in human's mind, always think about the bad side.
那么感觉痛苦的日子到难过到很长。
And we always remember the suffering time.
所以人无花无百日红啊，人无千日好，这个就是从人的一种人生的经验而来的。
That's why the Chinese saying, because men always think about the bad side.
但是这个是因为人平凡的日子、平安、普通的日子不认为是好，所以才有这种话。
That due to men do not appreciate the when men encounter the good life.
假如我们认为平安呢、健康呢、这个就好，我们还是应当感谢喜乐的日子长啊，比坏的日子还长。
If you always appreciate in good health, in good life, then you will see your good life is longer than others.
听说林崇道长老前些日子也来这里访问过。
I heard about Elder Lin was here a couple months ago.
相信他也见证过他去年在洛杉矶中风的事情。
And he also I believe he also testified to you his testimony regarding his stroke.
很感谢神的恩典，神很快的使他恢复。所以没有几天就出院。
Thank the blessing of God, God recovered him very fast. After a few days, he can go back to the house.
而没有经过一个月，这就能够到我们 Edmond 教会，然后的 Garden Grove 教会来去做见证了。
Not even 1 month after his incident happened, he can go to the church and testify for the Lord.
而且满口感谢 神的恩典。
And we can see his words full of the thanks.
他不但感谢神很快地使他恢复健康。
Not only thanks the Lord recover him so quick.
他更感谢神借的这个机会啊，他中风的这个机会啊，使他的这个儿子、媳妇、孙子们呢、啊，能够亲眼看到神的恩典。
He even thanked the Lord because through his stroke, his son, his daughter-in-law, even his grandchildren can see the great power of God.
因为神给他恢复得很快，一天一天的能够看出。他恢复健康来的行不行
？Because God recovered him very fast day by day.
这些情况，神的恩典呢、啊，让这个子这个子孙们呢、啊，能够亲眼看到啊，他就能够坚定啊这个子孙们的这个信仰啊，他感谢更感谢这一点。
Because all his family members saw the incidents and saw the recovering so quick, therefore they all give the thanks to the Lord.
因此能够坚定这些子孙们的这个信心呢、啊，这是他最大感谢。
That also reconfirmed the faith of all his family members.
本来这个是一件灾祸。
Actually, people will see this is a disaster.
但是由于人的想法的问题啊，能够把灾祸、啊、变成福气。
But
感谢。
But only your thinking will change the disaster to a fortune.
我们认识林崇道长老的人都知道，他都常常嘻嘻哈哈笑笑。
And once we know Elder Lin, we can remember, on his face you always see smile.
他都是笑口常开的。
And he always see his smile on his face.
真是他是很体验到啊神给他喜乐的心情。
Because he really experienced the God's blessing, therefore he can be joyful.
其实以我们的眼光看起来，他遇到的灾祸很多啊。
But from our view, we may see he encountered so many disasters.
他的一个女儿先去世，小女儿去世。
Because he lost one of his daughter.
后来他的太太去世。
And later on, his wife passed away.
而中风，他要服侍他多年，这是一个灾祸。
And because his wife was stroke too, therefore he had to service his wife all the time.
而这次又去年又遇到自己遇到中风。
And last year himself encountered a stroke.
其实我们普通的人还没有像他遇到这么多的患难。
Maybe none of you have encountered so many disasters in your life yet.
但是看他都是感谢，都是喜乐，都是笑口常开。
But once we see him, he always had a smile, and he always thanked the Lord.
正是他的能够得到从神来的这种恩典，凡事谢恩的这个恩典。
Therefore, he received a good blessing because he gave thanks in all circumstances.
我还可以再见证他的一件事。
And one more testimony about him.
这是他自己见证的。
That's also from his own mouth.
大概到美国来啊，要坐飞机回台湾去的时候。
That's about the time he tried to fly back to Taipei.
一切都准备好了，将要出发了。
He prepared everything ready and ready to go.
要到飞机场赶飞机的时间了。
About the time to catch the fly in the airport.
不知道什么原因啊，蹲下来的时候啊，这个裤子裂开了。
And he doesn't know what's the reason when he's
裤子下面这个裂开了。
He stooped and the pen broke.
在慌张的时候啊，这个时候一定是更慌忙啊，更感觉啊无所措足啊，所以普通一定是慌张啊或者埋怨。怎么这么倒霉啊？跟这赶时间怎么还这样的破啊
？Because it's happened in a rush time to the airport, and a normal person would make a complaint right away. How can I enter this circumstance when I try to catch the fly?
但是还是感谢主。
But he still thanked the Lord.
像那个感谢主的姊妹一样。
And just like the sister we say name, thank the Lord.
灾祸还是感谢。
And when he encountered the difficulty, he thanked the Lord.
为什么感谢呢
？Why he thanked the Lord?
他说好在家里裂开，然后叫 airport 都裂开，怎么办呢
？And he say because it's happened in the house, not outside of the house.
神使他在家里裂开，不然到 到飞机场裂开，那就更糟了。
Because God let it happen in the house, not in right in the airport.
或者找不到针啊、线啊来缝，也要到厕所啊什么地方去缝，或者赶不上这个飞机，说不定。
Otherwise, he have to waste his time and sew his pain and cannot catch the flight.
如果这么想，不是感谢吗
？If he think this way, of course he will thanks the Lord.
因为他会这样想，所以他会感谢，他会喜乐。
Because he think about this side, therefore he is joyful and thank the Lord.
我们一般人不会这样想，不会感谢，不会喜乐，原因在这里啊。
But the normal people would not think about this way, therefore we cannot present the thanks to the Lord.
好像那位感谢感谢主的姊妹啊切上也感谢啊，就是因为要想到更坏的。
And just like the sister we mentioned, name of thank the Lord, because the cutting finger, therefore she thanked the Lord.
我们信主人也会遇到种种的患难。
We believe in Christ, but we will encounter some disasters.
说不定比一般人遇到的患难更多，说不定。
Even sometimes worse than others.
为什么呢？
What's the reason?
因为我们做错了事，神会管教，这是患难。
Because when we make mistake, God will punish us. That is the disaster.
或者神重用的人呢、啊，当作贵重的器皿要用他的时候、啊，有试炼。
Or if you are the noble vessel of God, then God will give you the trial.
你们如果听到那些传道者的见证的话，他们遇到患难很多的。
When you hear about the testimony from the preachers, you may see they encounter.Many trials as we are.
那这个神要试炼他们。
That's the reason God will test them.
试炼他们成为金金。
Because God wants to test them and refine them to be a pure gold.
当作神贵重的器皿来重用他。
And to become the normal vessel to be used by the Lord.
所以传道者会感谢。
Therefore, preacher give the thanks.
会坚持，会克服这些困难。
Will stand firm and overcome all the difficulties.
想到这一点，明白神的这种美好旨意，他会感谢。
When he think about this point, when he understand the good will of God, he will thank the Lord.
神对我们做错事的管教也是一样啊。
And of course, the God's discipline is the same thing.
要使我们能够圣洁跟他的圣洁上有份呢。
His requirement is want us to be holy and to be part of His.
因为天国是圣洁的国度啊。
Because holy kingdom is holy place.
我们如果不圣洁，不能见神呐。
If we are not holy enough, we cannot see the Lord.
所以我们做错了，是不圣洁，有污秽啊，神一定要把它洗净。
Therefore, when we commit the sins, God have to wash that sin away.
好像做父母的望子成龙 望女成凤啊，他做错了事啊，不认真啊，什么都要鞭打，都要管教。
Just like the parents punish the children because the parent has the great expectation from the children.
所以我们遇到的患难、灾祸、困苦啊，这神对我们的管教或者这个试炼啊，对我们有益的。
Therefore, when we see the trial, when we into the test, when we encounter the disaster, these all good signs for us.
我们如果能够想到我们所遭遇的困苦患难啊，是我们受苦啊，与我们有益的话，就会感谢。
When we see suffering, when we see trial is a beneficial thing for us, then we will thanks the Lord.
不信主的人的这个灾难啊、患难啊，或者神对他的惩罚。
And those unbelievers may receive the punishment from God.
那对我们是神的儿女的我们呢、啊，对我们所加上的患难啊、困苦啊，是对我们的管教或者试炼。
And the difficulty we encounter because we are the believer of the Lord, because we are the children of God, therefore we can see that is trial.
这个对我们都是有益的。
All these things will bring us the benefit.
所以我们信徒应当常常想受苦与我有益。
Therefore we have to think about this way, suffer is the beneficial item for me.
那这样子我们就会感谢，就会过着喜乐的生活。
Then we will give the thanks in all circumstances and to have a joyful life.
愿神祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
加添力量给我们。
And give us the strength.
使我们无论遇到什么环境。
And enable us into any circumstances.
都能够过着感谢喜乐的生活。
That we can have the life of giving thanks in always.
见证到这里。
And we end the sermon for this morning.